Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Haim Goodman-Strauss.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Haim. Haim is a math professor at the University of Arkansas. Haim, no offense, but there were a couple times I wanted to throttle you this week.
Oh, no.
Because last week you sent, you sent us to this website, flashpsychic.com.
Yeah.
Now, if you missed the show last Sunday, this is an alleged mind-reading, but really a math trick website where you take any two-digit number.
Yeah.
You add those digits together.
Mm-hmm.
Then you subtract. So say you took 85.
Mm-hmm.
That's 13. You take 13 from 85. It leaves 72. Then on this little chart, there's a symbol, and it gives you one of these symbols, and you concentrate on it,
and
then I hit this little.
Right.
And let's see.
Well,
how does it do that?
Okay, so here's how it works. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel bad sort of revealing this, but it's a good trick. And we've already talked about the basic tool here. Remember this. If you have a number, its remainder divided by 9 is the same as the remainder divided by 9 of when you add up all the digits. So, for example, 731, if I add up the digits, I get 11.
Mm-hmm.
11 has a remainder of 2 when you divide by 9.
Right, 9 with 2 left over.
And so, in fact, is 731.
Oh.
And now, if you think about it, that also means that, say, 371 or 173 or any other way of arranging those digits also will have a remainder of 2.
Because you're adding the same three digits no matter how
That's right.
the numeral is arranged, those digits when they all get melted down.
That's right. Also, 11... when I add its digits up, in fact, I get 2. And, of course, 2 has the same remainder as – it has a remainder of 2 when I divide by 9.
Right.
It's 9 times 0 plus 2. So that tells me that all of those things, when I add up the digits once or repeatedly or if I rearrange the digits or whatever, I'm always going to have the same remainder when I divide by 9. When I subtract any one of those kinds of things from any of the others, the remainders will cross off and I'll have something that's a multiple of 9.
And so eventually?
So – depending on how I structure this, I'll either have 9 as my answer. That was when we collapsed everything down to just a single digit. Or we'll have a multiple of 9. Oh, so now let's look at any of the multiples of 9 there. 9, 18, 27.
They're all squares.
They're all squares. The really clever thing about this program, though, is that the next time you run it, all the multiples of 9 will be some other different symbol. So you'll be faked out.
So the symbols keep – I mean, if I were to close this, bring it back up.
Yeah. You have a
but the multiples,
thing.
All the multiples will stay
Whatever.
In alignment.
Right.
But it's a different. This seems like something that if you have someone who, especially maybe a young person, a child or something who says, I hate math, it's never fun, you can go here and start to explain, yeah, see, there's really a beauty here.
You know, that's sort of a point of the whole podcast, I think, the whole program we've been doing. And in fact, Martin Gardner, who's one of the great mathematical expositors of all time, who we've discussed a few times on the air, and it's really the inspiration for all of this, has said as much, that if you really want to interest somebody in mathematics, teach them a bunch of card tricks.
Mm.
So we'll come back next week with a terrific giveaway.
A giveaway?
A giveaway.
Okay.
A public radio giveaway. It's time.
That
you know,
is rare.
Well,
usually
you know,
it's, you know, the other way around.
Yeah, no.
Well, we give away knowledge and we give away information.
Let's just be a little bit more material.
Okay. Well. So that'll be next week.
Yeah.
I'm Goodman-Strauss, is a math professor at the University of Arkansas, regular visitor to Sunday Ozarks at Large.